Heita heita hola, ndeyipiko hama zangu, ngiyanamukela nonke kuhlelo labasakhulayo, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome, 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 nechirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, lilami, ndini wenyu, Mike Hove, welcome, welcome, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that is targeted towards tackling anything and everything youth Zimbabwe omuhle. Today is the 19th of February 2019, the Tuesday, Musuwe Chipiri, Olwe Sibili, Ikamalambi, Zitarangu, Dini Wenyu, Mike Hove. Alright, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome, 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 mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki, muineni ikamalami ngu Mike Hove. Today on our program, we give focus to the youth of Zimbabwe that live emaphandleni kumaruo in the rural areas. The population of Zimbabwe is at over 16.5 million, and according to Index Mundi, which is an outlet that focuses on broadcasting and tackling anything that is related to populations in Zimbabwe, not just in Zimbabwe, but worldwide, 33% of Zimbabweans live in urban areas, which automatically means, lababa shaimets, you understand, which is 67% of the country automatically lives emaphandleni kumaruwa. This means that at least 11 million people, Zimbabwe omuhle, 11 million people live emaphandleni. But let's break it down a little further. Of that 16.5 million, at least 62%, ngabantu abasakhulayo, these are the youth, vanwechidiki ku Zimbabwe. So 62% of 16.5 vanwechidiki ku Zimbabwe. Now we all, like I just said earlier on, 67% of that 16.5 vanhu vanogara kumaruwa. So mathematically, once again, that means vanhu vakawanda vechidiki vanogara kumaruwa. Unfortunately, both reports conducted by both Imandi and UNDF, which is the United Nations Development Fund, they don't specify how many youths live emaphandleni and how many youths live in the rural area, I mean, in the urban areas. However, like I said to you, mathematically, this just means ukuthi abantu abaningi vanhu vakawanda vano vechidiki vanogara kumamisha, seeing as though a vast majority of the country live emaphandleni. Now, according to reports and research papers that have been conducted by experts, some of which, of course, belong to local universities such as the University of Midlands, in Zimbabwe, emaphandleni, a lot of people have difficulties accessing zvinzvakafanana healthcare facilities, zvinzvakafanana mari yekutanga business, good quality education, and more. Not to forget the important thing that seems to be growing within today's economies, ICT, information communication technologies. With all that in mind, I must say to you all, billionaire and business mogul Ustrive Masiwa recently announced ukuthi yena, the Masiwas, are looking to set aside $100 million fund, which is targeted towards ama entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe. Abasebenza vanoshanda kumaruwa. But let me just read it for you guys, seeing as though some of you might not believe ukuthi what did it say. Now, the announcement said, and I quote, "My wife and I have decided to set up a special fund of $100 million over 5 years for reimagine rural in Zimbabwe. We have also challenged our friends in the philanthropy community to join us to expand it across Africa." So this fund, of course, is mainly focused towards Zimbabwe, but we are kutaza abangani bakhe. He's saying, aiwa, hama tzangu, shamwari tzangu, isusu ananasuma bizimusu, we are making millions and millions and millions of dollars. Let's start the same thing across Africa. Now, let me continue. Uti, the fund which is coming from our personal money, imali yake yaka shanira iye, will be dispersed as loans through Steward Bank, a member of the Econet Group. The money will be support projects from rural entrepreneurs and, of course, entrepreneurs who are willing to focus on rural areas. Then, of course, now for the conditions. Some people might not know. I'm sure some of you are wondering, my conditions, what do I need to do for me to have access to it? 25% must be set aside for an area in Zimbabwe called Matabele Land. Hey, women must get minimum of 50% of that money. So over 5 years, $100 million, 50% must go to abantu besifazane. Young people must be the focus. Abantu abasakhulayo, vanhu vechidiki, hanzi ndimi focus yacho. Traditional businesses like stores, grinding mills will be excluded. We want to see a new generation of businesses to fulfill my dream of hashtag reimagine rural. Now, point number five, he says, a minimum that will be given to umuntu will be $1,000 and a maximum will be $10,000. Uthi no collateral is needed. So eneng is kathi esineng abantu abaningi, they don't understand ukuthi nxa usithatha ama business loans, a lot of the time ibank liza kubuza ukuthi kanti wena what exactly do you own? What do you strive basiwa uyasho ukuthi of this $100 million that will be set apart for 5 years, no collateral is needed. Uyasho ukuthi maximum interest of 5% will be that will of course accumulated over the years as you pay it back. Repayments will go into revolving fund. Revolving. Ukuthi imali leyo, the one that you're paying back will go back emphakathini, you know, zokera mu community. All entrepreneurs must undergo training before loans. So ngeke ukuthi awungomuke ochingo shika ochingo piwa mari andi zoba hanzi. You start by training and then uzatholi imali. No political lobbying for support. Dololo politics. Akayifuni politics. Uthi imali le ngeyabantu abasakhulayo 50% vanhu vechikadzi. Where I should strive masiwa. Uthi a special team will be set up to ensure ukuthi uhlelo lolu goes through. Isikhwama lesi is conducted accordingly. I want to use this initiative to challenge global donors to support mass entrepreneurship in Africa by putting my own money into what I believe. Uthi umfazi wami, my wife is currently on a major drive to get this concept adopted by other philanthropists so we can push into other African countries. So, zvandati chinyatsotsana ngura apa hama dzangu ndezvekuti strive masiwa anyatsoti aiwa vakuru Zimbabwe inahangu pache zvangu mari yangu yandiri kubvisa muhomwe mangu $100 million. Ndakatarisira kuti mari iyi ichashanda kumaruwa uko kuZimbabwe. Hanzi $100 million iyi ichadispeswa over 5 years. Kuti aiwa anana business man avo vanoita zvemabhizinesi kumusha uko. Hanzi ndiyo mari iyoyo ichange ichikubatsirai. Nacho ndinoda kunzwa kubva kwamuri Zimbabwe. Ndinoda kunzwa kwamuri hama dzangu kuti nemaonero enyu mari iyi yakanangana nokubatsira vanhu vechidiki here. Manzwa vamasiwa mustatement yavo vanyatsotaura hanzi aiwa vanhu vechidiki must be the focus. Asi nemaonero enyu ndizvo zvichaitika here. Asi ngatiendere mberi, ndanyatsokutsanongurai mutwavazi womuhle. Ngichasisile ukuthi hayi umnumzana uStrive Masiwa is putting aside $100 million ukuthi hayi abantu abaphile abasebenza emaphandleni bathole ithuba lokuzithuthukisa. Uphinde washo wathi i 50% ye $100 million leyo ezabe ikhishwa over 5 years uthiwa 50% mayihambe iyothuthukisa abantu abesifazane. Uphinde wathi abantu abasakhulayo should be the focus. Uphinde wathi the minimum ezatholwa ngumuntu is going to be $1,000 kodwa maximum izabe yi $10,000. Hayi ama bond mthwakazi omuhle, hayi ama bond i US dollar ama Benjamins. So, genani kuhlelo Zimbabwe phinda imchiro wangwa, tell me, what does this mean? Does this mean ukuthi there is hope for the rural youth in Zimbabwe? Tell me what you think. +12024650318. Ndiyo namba yokutifonela kana muchida kuti bata pa WhatsApp. Nga lifuna ungena kuhlelo. Liyakhona njalo ukuthi thinte ecingweni +12024650618. You can call me in the studio. Asimusakanganwe hama dzangu lingakhohlwi njalo kuti tiri kutefenyura pamasaisai anoti 909 medium wave frequency sikhona njalo ku 4930 pa 6065 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz ku radio. Abafisa kubukela ku internet sikhona ku www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, tiri kutefenyura zvakare pa www.voandebele.com. For our Facebook fanatics lingakhohlwi njalo kuti sikhona siyasakaza, we are broadcasting on our 3 Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7s, konanjalo ku VOA Ndebele. So feel free to write my comments. I'm going to be reading them. Feel free abafisa ukungena kuhlelo to write your numbers. We're going to be calling you. Njalo sitshelene umbono wenu mayelana ngodaba olukhona egudwini lamhlanje. Kodwa lingakhohli, Zimbabwe omuhle, don't forget to share the program. Kuitira kuti tione takawanda ukuze sibukele ngobuningi bethu so that we watch the program. In our masses, Zimbabwe omuhle, pindai mchirongwa, join our program.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE 3.
At Big Mike 3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. As Kotleni Zulagandaba, Pindam Chirongwa, Vandautaura, Nindipupa, Twitter, Nepa, Instagram, at Big Mike 3, Munukwansa, on the Twitter, Papoto, Kurukura, Tese, Wotas Kolanjalo, Trute, Venurapa, my Facebook page, Edu Mata 2, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Uye Zepa, VOA Studio 7. Koto zilipapwe mwushe ngikasisile na mbotsana ngura uti nasi ndeipi nyaya tukubata mchuru wangwa. To help me, joining me on our program to help me kuchinyatso zenya iripo ndi Mr. Sibanda. Mr. Sibanda is an expert in youth development. Osebenza ngale eZimbabwe. He's worked alongside several different youths. Aba sebenza emaphandleni abakhangela ukuzithuthukisa. Baba Sibanda, siyakwamukela kuhlelo labasakhulayo. Unjani baba?
Ngiyaphila kunjani Mike?
Hayi ngiyaphila. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo baba.
Thank you.
So baba ngizaqala lokubuza. The first question to you I guess in tonight's program is what exactly is the biggest challenge that abantu abasakhulayo are facing abaphila emaphandleni are facing eZimbabwe?
Yes, I think it's really a common challenge which is almost known by almost all of us. The employment opportunities available for youth are very limited nowadays. Even if they finish college, very few of them are actually absorbed in the employment sector.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them end up like having to be home, whether they are graduates, whether they've completed school, or they've not even completed school. So you have a situation where the person is completed, they have not completed, they are graduate, they are not graduate, but at the end of it all, they are just the same because the opportunities are just not there.
Now, earlier on,
I think that's the main,
like you said, that's the main. Before we get to, because we're still going to get to the employment part, because the employment issue, it's something that's just a youth issue across board, be it rural or urban. But of course, we're going to get to that. You touched on education sector. Now, a lot of people don't understand this, and I'm sure it's an issue Africa-wide. But however, I was reading an article that was done by the Herald in 2017, where they were talking about abantu abasakhulayo who have been turned away eskolo due to poverty, due to inability to pay school fees. So the article itself was saying nationally, at least 63% of the children have experienced being turned away from school for non-payment of school fees. Upinde wathi wachasisa ukuthi a big portion, of course, they broke it down into different portions within Zimbabwe, saying eManikeland is this many, eMatabeleland is this many, eMasvingo is this many. However, they explained ukuthi in the southern parts, it seems as though that's arguably where one of the highest percentage is, 64%. Is there a specific reason why this big issue is so dominant eMatabeleland?
Yes. Well, in situation in eMatabeleland, in fact, I'm very happy with the local kuzanywa ngubaba Masiwa. Maybe it's going to help, especially when he's dedicating a certain percentage of the fund yokuphakamisa abantu abatsha in that region in eMatabeleland. But ama issues eMatabeleland angabe manengi hobe. One of them really is that ama schools wona ngokwawo, we have not got to a situation where all our schools are fully equipped to the extent that abantu abatsha can actually get out and compete effectively with their counterparts in other parts of the country. Like in area ya ma sciences, ungezwa obaba bethu abasikhangeleyo ama politicians bahlezi bekhala. That area really is not really like attended to. completely. So those opportunities are actually lessened by the very idea yokuthi abantu abasha might get out and maybe 90-80% of them bengama arts designed people. That alone reduces the possibility of them ukuthi ba lokhu ze babe sesikolo kuhle. Nokunye kwakhona khonoko. Okwesibili, i-agriculture sector yethu eMathebele and I developed as what is happening throughout the country. As I speak right now, kathesi ngise Harare, I've been marveling as I was driving up coming to Harare from Matabele on Sunday. The cropping situation in Upper is much, much, much better than what is happening. Ngale there is just drought okokuthi vele kwenza ukuthi abazali bangabi le mali eneleyo ukuthi labo bathengise i-agricultural produce and send abantwana to school ngokunye kwakhona khonoko.
So manje baba uke wayithinta le ndaba I guess we'll just cover it under ama ICTs, ama information technologies, communication technologies. How important is it ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abaphila emaphandleni understand ukuthi ama ICTs asebenza kanjani? Njalo to what extent or how practical is it to implement policies that are lenient towards ICTs in rural areas of Zimbabwe?
Right. Kumele siqale si-address ama-challenges which we are facing kuma-rural areas amaningi. For instance, i-sector ye-energy is still underdeveloped kuma-rural areas. Because i-ICT will have to move with i-energy.
Of course. Okay, so uyafunakala.
Isikhathi amagetsi ungananzelela indawo eziningi emakhaya kuba lama-problems amaningi esihlangana lawo eMathebeleland. Indawo eziningi zingabe sekufikile amagetsi. But the generation capacity I want to see is lacking to the extent yokuthi half the time they might not be having power. And as long as the power ingekho, it means people can move an inch and go back 2 inches. Mbona ngani, this is one of the key problems that we need to be trying to address. And I was even thinking ukuthi part of izimali ezingatholwa ngabantu abasha in that region, they can even be generated mainly towards solar technology.
Yes.
In order to improve its generational capacity for e-power so that the EICT can work effectively. And at the same time, again, abantu abasha can actually be gainfully employed running with the solar technology. For instance, there is so much of capacity to electrify even ama households, something that can be done by abantu abasha, nxa abantu bele mali to pay for those services. Kungancedisa la ukuthi khona babele income through that. So it's not just solar technology in terms of generating capacity for e-power, but it could be solar energy also in terms of abantu abasha besiba lama livelihoods, getting that out of doing those things.
Now let's go back kancane. And I'm glad ukuthi you're the one who brought it up. Early on I had mentioned, you know, isikhwama sika babu Strive Masiwa, the $100 million fund that he's looking to set aside for the next 5 years, ekhangiluthuthukisa abosomabhizimusi. And one of the places that he's looking to target is Matabeleland. That is obviously one of the big places that a lot of, especially abantu abasakhulayo, are crying. Just the way things are going on are not favorable towards abantu abasakhulayo. My first question to you is, how positive are you ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo are going to have access to these funds?
I mean, I'm very, very positive. Maybe it's my nature to be an optimist rather than a pessimist. Whatever program comes in, I believe what it requires is just support. Okuswelakalayo lapha, to be honest with you, Obe, ukuthi thina njengabazali babantu abasha, we are the first people to make them see ukuthi whatever is coming should be tried out. It might work. Because abantu abasha bona bodwa, is Carter's name. They quickly create the attitude of these things have been there before, but as Bonanga referenced. Because the issue of Malon there is not new. Mm-hmm. There was a time when the Minister of Youth had his paper, Amalon Amaneng, Evantina Bach. But Avaneng Bankona Babe Feshule Gugu Patala for various reasons.
Mm.
But in Nangoguvona Guami, really, this is something which will definitely work. But this is how it should start. You don't start by giving umuntu iloan without telling them how they should use iloan.
Of course.
Ngobogunyo kwenzakalayo abantu bayakwanisa phela ukuthatha imali ngoba maybe this is where we would have had problems before. Bayathatha imali abantu bengela idea yezinto abafuna ukuzenza. And as a result imali liyana ibisicina ingasasebenzanga. Uma sokumele bayibisele bangasenelisi. So probably what we really need to do mina ngokunanzelela kwami asiqale nini nge skills training for abantu abasha for those areas abale interest kiyo so that when they get these loans these loans are most likely going to be put to good use. Ole interest yokuthi ayenze I electrical engineering focusing on solar energy asimfundise nini kuqala. Ofuna ukwenza i-building asimfundise mini. Ofuna ukwenza kumbe ama livestock project asibafundise mini. Market gardening asibafundise mini. Through i-vocational skills first. But uma siqeda lapho let us tool them. You cannot just maybe say umuntu omutsha has gone to a college to do solar maybe electrical engineering. And then you don't give him a screwdriver, nothing. This person might have a loan. This loan is all going to be used in buying ama inputs in order for them to produce. And again, they should be using this loan. Ukuthi bathini? Baqalise ukuthi umuntu angamlanda athi zwana wena mfana kumbe zwana wena ntombazana. Akubuye ungifakele isolar engine yami. Abe sesithizwana mina ngizafuna ukuthi ungibhadale inkomo ngizabuya lento yonke efunakalayo from battery to panel to wiring to everything andile yakubona ukuthi uyabe seqalise ngono that way
ngempela
ngoba usengathengisa that inkomo and then ibe imali aqalise ukubisela iloan meanwhile siyaphambili.
And then umbuzo wabo
that's how I see it really.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa baba Sibanda. Umbuzo wami ugcina and then I might have to let you go ngenxa yokuthi kulabanye ama guests that are waiting in line.
Okay.
You know, another problem that abantu abasakhulayo, not just abantu abasakhulayo, but abantu abaphila emaphandleni eZimbabwe face is access to healthcare, access to quality healthcare.
Yes.
Is that not something that benefits abantu wonke umuntu? Is that not something that's necessary? And of course, is this fund or funds such as Egambabu Masiwa, is that something that could potentially in turn uplift their standard of living to a point whereby they'll have access to quality healthcare?
And this is very, very, very important. Healthcare services, vele singathi especially emazweni abantu abamnyama ngaphakithi. Ayiphathwa njengangapho lapho elikhona lina wona. Ngoba lina liqonda ukuba le health insurance thina kasikwazi lokuthi kuyini khonokho. Thina esikwaziyo i-medical aid futhi oza kuthi siyabhadala kudokotela kuthi ule short form. Kanti-ke, this is an area, ngoba akulasizwe esingadevelopha singaphilanga. So-ke, this is an area enye adingancedisa ukuthi khona maybe nxa kungatholakala izimali zithuthukise ama-health centers that we have kuma-communities. Because ama-health centers amaningi, they lack ama-basics civilly because akulamali to effectively run them. And there are so problems esingathi thina kumbe engxenye ngekabani. Yi-situation esikiyo njengelizwe ukuthi vele imali kayikho kuma-sectors amaningi. And as a result, abantu baba lama-shortcuts amaningi basebenzise le zinto okungamelanga bezisebenzise, which are not even scientifically proven. Bezama ukuthi baphile. Kanti-ke if that area could be improved, it would anchedisa, especially emalini yona le.
Hayi siyakuzwa kahle baba Sibanda. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. I really really appreciate your input lamhla.
Yeah, siyabonga lad.
Have a good night. So Zimbabwe muhle manzwa mavakunzi wakuna va Junior Sibanda. He's an expert on nyadzeve chidiki. He works with several different youths uko kumaruwa ku Zimbabwe. Tambo wabvunzawo nezvemari irikuda kuiswa na vamasiwa hanzi aiwa vamasiwa vati vakuda kuisa $100 million over 5 years kumaruwa ku Zimbabwe hanzi one of the areas that it has to be used on kumateveland hanzi 100 million e yakanangana nokubatsira vanhu vechidiki hanzi 50 million of that 100 million over 5 years hanzi vanhu vechikadzi should have access to it. Manzwa, saka tawabvunza wasibanda kuti aiwa nemaondere enyu, do you think kuti vanhu vechidiki will have access to mari? But aiwa hongu, he really really believes kuti mari ichabatsira vanhu kumaruwa, especially vanhu vechidiki nevanhukadzi. Asi ndirikunzwa kuti tine mutereri parunare. We have a caller ecingweni. Caller mlaleli, hello hello and welcome kuhlelo lwetu labasakhulayo muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Hello mkoma Mike, makasimba here?
Ah mushe mushe mkoma Donald, zviri kufamba?
Aiwa, zviri kufara.
Manje tasangana kamugango mapinda muchirongwa, ndudze uka maonda wenyu.
Ndinoti again, ndinoda kutenda hangu program yatangwa na vamasiwa iyi. Ingava chakanaka, chinhu chakanaka chaizvo. Asi dambudziko randinoona muZimbabwe tine nhoroondo yekumisiza mari. Izvo iro tozikamwa izvozvo, itori hapana kungazviramba izvozvo. Nemari zhinji dzimwe dzinobviswa nekuchiko dzomisiuzwa dzoshandiswa mabasa anga asiriwo. Saka ndobva ndofungira kuti kana zvinhu izvi zvikangonzi vamasiwa vakada kungotanga programu vanozoshandisika vachiona mari yavo ichishandiswa mabasa asiriwo.
Saka mune maondero enyu muri kuti wori corruption ndiyo ichanetsa.
Corruption ndiyo ichanetsa plus mari iyo ichasvika mumaoko evamwe vanhu vasiri vanhu vechidiki.
Asi manzwawo
kavanhu vakuru mapoliticians ndivo vanenge vakuhijeka mari yavo kuti makampeni avo zvavo zvine chekuita nyangwa chemari kechavo pacharasiwa
pasaidi
zvavo ivo
vamamboma. Ndiudzeiwo ka manzwa mustatement yandaverenga vamasiwa vachiti aiwo one thing is hapana zvepolitics mumari iyi, havasi kuda zvepolitics, hakuna bato hanzi mari iyi ingaibatsire vanhu zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe. Munhu wese whether you support MDC, ZANU-PF, NPF hazvina basa, hanzi mari iyi haina divi rayakarerekera. One. And then secondly, vati haiwa hanzi pane board inenge iripo inenge ichitarisa kuti mari iyi iri kushandiswa sei. Do you not believe kuti board ichaita basa rayo zvakanaka?
Rega ndikupe mufananidzo mukoma vaii. Tine maorganization managarizenda organization vakaita sana Kea, Oxfam, World Vision. Vanhu ivavo vachipinda muvanhu vanenge vachiita sekuti vanongoshanda vakazvimirira, but chinoitika paground ika hapana NGO kana kuti programu ingapindwa ichinzi yabva kune umwe munhu individual ichizouya inenge yatoihaijekwa kare nevamwe vanhu makandela kana maNP kana kuti maGA zvezvavana vanhu vakawanda zvaivo vanhu vakawanda ndo vanenge vava kunominata. Saka muchana ti nomination process yevana vachasarudzwa ivavuka vanenge vava kusarudzwa on party line. Ndizvo zvandoreva. Vamasiwa havagoni kuzotevererera kuenda kwamupini wasotoka kuti vati mari iyo yapuwa Mike here kana kuti Max kana kuti Donald kana kuti zvii. Vamasiwa vacho vanogona kungoisa mari, but the follow up nenge zvipagiraundi chapuya pavana chavachachachavanoona zvezvavakuitwa nevanhu vane mukana wazvo munzwe zvandoreva. Bazva ndiuya kuti mari iyo inohaijekwa dei vamasiwa programu yavo vanga vaita nenzvimbo zhinji dzingatobatikana network muZimbabwe. Eva vatowedzera havo kuti tione mainformation centers vana vachinokwanisa kuti vanenge vapedza sikuru vachinotsvaka ruzivo kana kuti online vachiona kuti makariya vangatora ndeapi like internet cafe mapublic internet cafe anenge ari kumaruwa ndozvandotoona sekuti izve mari izvi ndiri kuna mari ichihaijekwa ichishandiswa basa risiri iro. Vamasiwa muchazovaona vachakashamara munhu nekuti tinoziva history munyika medu tine nhoroondo yekuti tisabvisa mari dzii nezvakutogwa nemapoliticians because vamasiwa vasi vachanominata mabeneficiaries achanominatwa namakanzela kana yangosvika kuvanhu inenge yava anda makanzela anda maMP nevamwe vanhu vakuru yemisangano yakasiyana siyana. Saka ndiri kuona sekuti programu yavo ka yakanaka chaizvo asi painozogumira handizvo zvavanenge vakatarisira. Only thing ngavangoita tite ICQ dzinogova tekeshere kumaruva kusingabati network kusina ini hatigoni kushandisa makombiyuta vana vekumusha ndo zvavangade vatofokasa nazvo izvo zvosungira vana vekumusha panyaya yeICQ izvemari plus panoda ruzivo kuti mari yacho ichandishandiswechi ero vakaisa mari nyika yeminhamo kudai mari iyo inoshandisa pakutenga chikafu program chachaiyeye mari iyo haisiyo yandichazoona chatevedze zoona sekuti deva masiyo akava nyatsokutsvakava mari aizi anonyatsokuvapa mazaro panyaya iyo nokuti handioni sekuti mari ika
ndikuona patori nemuteeri ndikuti patori nemuteereri pafacebook ari kutobvumirana nemi hanzi true caller zvamuri kutaura ichokwadi.
Yeah, mari ino haijekwa ndozvandoziva mapoliticians ndovezano vakatomirira mari iyoyo.
Aiwa vamambomhanda kunzwa zvakanaka mukoma.
Mari iyo haina kwaikudinga iri kutokaikuta mamwe dzavanhu vagara vachingotora mari.
Aiwa vamambom
vachingotambura plus maprojekt anenge achinzitai ekupuwa huku kana kutamba kutengegwa bhora. Izvo ndo vatazhaira zvokunzi kana pakadzivisi epaumendi panotengwa bhora kunzi kana kuti masizi kunzi itai zvegadheni handizvo zvinoda mayuti toda ICT ruzivo
muda ruzivo.
Muchabati vana vazhinji vanogona kuenda kuunivhesiti nekuti haazivi kuti kari apedza fomu 6 basi haatombozivi kuti enjiniering kana kuti anenge asina kana chanoziva fanika mwana akakurira kuruzevha anaka seniwo handina chandichingoziva kuti ticha ndomukariya yandonochuza kuunivhesiti kwacho ndeipi ndozvi zvavangada vachifokasana zvava masiyiwa zvo izvi mari zvokuti inopa mayuti mari ka umwe munhu haana kana kuziva kushandisa mari seni
asi vataura vanhu vakati vachakutrainai kuti mari iyi inofanira kushandiswa sei.
Vanhu vanenge vachitraina ava mayouth officers muri kunzwisisa mukoma maidi
okay eh.
Ndo panotanga kukaijepa program vanhu vanokutraina ndevanani mayouth officers atagara tinawo agara achitoshandira kana vamwe mapato misangano inyi saka ipapo mari inenge yato haijepa haitombosviki sezvavanofungidzira vamasiwa believe me.
Aiwa vamamboma tagarwa bhamba patori nevamwe vateereri vada kupinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma.
Thank you mukoma.
Hai zvino kandaba liyamuzwa umnumzana uDonald Mamboma akatembe kuti hayi le mali ekamasiwa kutswa it's going to be used towards kutswa i-corruption is what's going to kill imali lena kutswa ngeke isetshenziswe ngendlela eqondileyo the way that it's supposed to be used. Hayi lina lithini ngalokhu whatsapp emakhasini yethu kukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele ngibona ngani we're only streaming on 2 pages lamhla but I'm sure we'll try fix it. uDino Ncube uthi I'm watching you ngiseBotswana Gaborone Tumelang Pratino umsunduzo uthi watching you from OR Tambo yanga umsunduzo ekhasini lethu ele VOA Studio 7 kulabantu abaningi ababhalayo ama comments abo. Ngibona uCourtney uthi watching you from Cape Town kunjani eKapa bra Courtney zvakamira sei nasi musoro wenyaya I'm sure maakuziya nokuti mabva maisa imwe comment mishine humbava uri muZimbabwe hapana chinobuda apa. Looks like Courtney agrees with what Donald is saying. Uzethi Dube uthi Econet is dumping bond notes to the people at 5% interest rates awaiting the new currency kodwa uhlelwa isikhwama lesi asikaqali umnumzana so how is that possible. Kodwa uMaja uthi I have also seen that the issue of marketing strategies is a great challenge which greatly affects even successful youth projects. I have seen that if a marketing information management systems is introduced it will not only give opportunity as a project but it will rather expand market niches. Uzethi uphinde wathi and the involvement of Econet in the abuse and killing during the shutdown Econet hitting two birds with one stone bona ngana akamthembi. Hayi kodwa wathi sathi umlaleli ndirikunzothi nomwe mthereri and then we have our second guest so sathatha umlaleli and then we'll move over to our second guest umlaleli mkola kola mthereri you are welcome muchirongwa chedu uhlelo The Connection. Hey mthereri hello kola hello hayi ngibona ngani akabamba ucingo so let's move over to our second guest and then if we can get our caller back we will get our caller back. Ecingweni pachirongwa tavata pindwa vakva kupinda muchirongwa ndivavumani Ndlovu. Uvumani is part of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. He's another youth who works with abantu abasakhulayo emaphandleni. Vumani ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhutom.
Yeah, bonga baba.
So welcome muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki Vumani, welcome to our youth program. Lamhla kuhlelo I'm sure you've been paying attention. we're focusing over abantu abasakhulayo abaphile emaphandleni. Earlier on, I've touched on several different facets. One of the facets that I mentioned is isikhwama lesi sika babu Strive Masiwa, the founder of Econet, who is saying he's looking to set aside $100 million over 5 years to not just uplift abantu abasakhulayo, but uplift abosomabhizimusi who are looking to invest in rural areas in Zimbabwe. My first question to you, Vumani, seeing as though you're a young person who works with these young people, who what challenges are young people facing abaphila ngale emaphandleni?
Okay, I think from the onset, let me stress out that the rural youth suffer from crushing poverty and then unemployment, considering the harsh economic environment, the fact that the country is going through a rough patch in terms of the economy. So, abantu bemakhaya sikhangele situation efana la amayouth emakhaya yiwo athwele nzima kakhulu. One, kukhulunywa lapha nge ukwenelisa ku-access ama-loans. We know that the rural youth, especially where we work in Matabele, we have no access to those loans. Due to the fact that our loans now are not administered at the local level, where the youth can simply get in and submit their proposals to easily access those loans. So we discover that the centralization of these loans contribute to the great challenges that the rural youth face, especially those that are far from the center. So the center where the funds are administered. So that's one challenge that the rural youth face. We can have several youth empowerment, innovative ideas, but as long as those youth that are supposed to be empowered, they have no access to those facilities, then it becomes a nullity. You will also note that AMA youth, emakhaya, in terms of skills, awala ma skills, job skills that can make them to really compete favorably, for example, with their counterparts. So there is need for skills development. One of your guests also highlighted that skills development is quite imperative, especially for the rural youth. So we discover that ama skills ayaleka kakhulu kubontani emakhaya. One, you can give them ama loans and give them ama projects, fund them for ama projects, but as long as they have skills to market ama products, to market ama projects abawenzayo, ngabe futhi inkukhu, but where will they sell inkukhu zona lezo? So you need to impart ama skills emarketing to them, impart ama skills emsebenzi kibo, in order ukuthi labo benelise to compete namanye ama youth akwezinye indawo. So these are some of the challenges, but the greatest challenge ukuthi kabala access to ama facilities angabenza beqalise ama projects in their different rural communities. And okunye okumele kwenziwe yiku-decentralize ama youth funds wona lawa. Ubaba uStrive Masiwa might have come up with a very innovative idea enenjongo yoku-empower the rural youth, but we discover ukuthi imali yona leyo izabe administwa eHarare. Uma kuthiwa i-decentralized iyabe administwa koBulawayo, then how do you expect a youth from Tsholotsho to have access to imali ekoBulawayo beHarare? How do you expect a youth from deep in the rural Lupane ukuthi abe le-access koBulawayo? Edinga khona ngale bazaba le-access njani koBulawayo? So if uStrive enika i-100 million, sipha i-100 million for the empowerment of ama rural youth, I can't divide ngama province then from the province at provincial level it is divided ngama district by district enye yikho okungenza ukuthi even those marginalized youth they are able to have access to those loans. But it will also not make much sense to simply give ama youth imali to start ama project without first developing their skills. Ngoba uzathi kafika inkukhu engela idea yokuthi inkukhu ifula njani. Uthi kaqalise i-pig project engela idea yokuthi ingulube ifula njani. Aqalise i-horticulture kakwazi kazi lutho ngakho khona lokho. So there is need for skills development. We discover ukuthi ama youth emakhaya kawala access to ama vocational training centers engxenye lapho kufundwa khona i-welding, okufundwa khona i-carpentry, okufundwa khona izinto ze-agriculture. So ukwenzela ukuthi ngazi banike ama-funds wona la benelise ukuthi bawasebenzise productively. I emphasize on skills development.
Wathi sihambe kukhasi lethu evumani ngicela wathi ngicela uhambe kancane ecingweni sihambe kukhasi lethu ngibona kula ma comments amaningi angenayo. Thank you so much abantu abaparticipateayo. Please please continue participating. Faka nama likes, faka nama hearts. Tell us what you think. Kukhasi lethu LVOA Studio 7 uFaith Katlo uthi Bamboma you may be right. She went back to lokho okushiwo nguDonald about a corruption. UP Chims Dziva uphinde wathi mari irikunzinde yokusha anzinde yokushande vapi vadziva ndambotsana ngura ndikati mari yakanangana nekubatsira vanhu vanoshanda kumaruwa vanana businessmen varikuda kuvhura mabusiness avo vamasiyo vari kuti vari kuisa $100 million per side fund ichatanga ichange ichishanda over the next 5 years yakanangana nekubatsira vanhu vechidiki uyezve vanhukadzi vanoshanda uko kumaruwa. Uzeti Dube uphinde wathi they have started with Ugiza project a solo financing. Hey, ngiyezwa ubona ngani uzeti has some inside information. Uphi uphinde wathi watching from Bay Bridge uRobert Murima uthi watching from Mpumalanga ngibona ngani yilabo abantu abakhona kuhlelo thinothenda zvikuru nekuti tsigira kodwa angazi vele ukuthi silomunye umlaleli thina emtheri. Do we have another call ecingweni? Ay cha, all right. Wathi siqhubekele phambili sikhuluma lo guest wethu mnumzana uNdlovu. Ndlovini usakhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona ba.
Right. So one of the issues that a lot of people were talking about is they're skeptical ngenxa yokuthi babona ngani this money is going to be I guess defeated by one of our biggest issues that we have in Zimbabwe, corruption. Are you, as someone who works in these programs, as khangela ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo who work in rural areas, confident ukuthi imali lena will actually go to the its intended use?
Njengoba ngithile ekuqaleni ukuthi i-corruption ngeke sayibalekela ikhona, especially nxa i-disbursement of ama-funds lawa centralized. Kuza kuthi kusiyafika phansi iyalokhu ihambe iziwa ithi siyafika to the intended beneficiaries ingasekho. So kuqakathekile ukuthi kube lama mechanisms that are put in place to cap i-corruption ekumali yona leyo. Yikho ngi-emphasize ekuthini nxa kungadecentralizwa, for example kube clear ukuthi out of 300 million how much has been allocated, for example, for Imatabeleland North? How much has been allocated for Manicaland? How much has been allocated for Nicholas? That ulula ukumonitor ukusebenza kwemali at local level. What nxa i-allocatwe for Imatabeleland, he was ukuthi i-administer at a certain office eseMatabeleland North. It's easier for me to demand accountability ebantwini bona laba. It's easier for our communities and the intended beneficiaries and ama youth ukuthi nxa imali, for example, isisuke from i-province ya ku-district bekambe at district level bebuze ukuthi we have been allocated i-2 million. How has that money been dispersed? Isebenze njani leyo mali? Ngoba ngaka ama-youth abhenefithileyo from Lupane. But nxa imali yona leyo i-administratwa eHarare, uyakwazi njani ukuthi ukumbani okumele umlande kusiya demanda i-accountability, uyakwazi njani ukuthi umbani okumele umlande usiyabuza ukuthi how many youth have benefited. Uzakhumbula ukuthi kuke kwaba lesikhathi I can't remember umnyaka mbe kwakungabo 2010 lapho uhulumende khona afaka i-10 million for empowerment yama youth through i-youth fund or kuthiwa i-youth fund. Uzafumana ukuthi logically ku-10 million yangkhona naleyo we expected ukuthi each province be allocated something like 1 million. But I will speak for Matabeleland North. Emathebeleland North i-research esayenzayo short ukuthi akula ama-youth abenefithayo from that $1 million. So we begin then to ask ourselves ukuthi yaya ngathi leyo million. Nxa abantu abakumele bebenefithe bengabenefithanga, that is corruption. Kukhona umuntu wayidlayo and yi-corruption esikhuluma ngayo naleyo. Wathi-ke sokuba ngumsindo sokubuza ukuthi emamiliyoni analangaphi, kwaphuma labantu ababengela ama-address abo angekaverifayi ukuthi ngwangaphi lowo muntu kwathiwa nguye obenefithileyo. You remember ukuthi kwaphuma labanye abantu abadala abangangaphi example, I can't mention the name, but kwaphuma laba abantu abadala abasephalamende omakhosini Shongwane ababenefita from i-youth fund when he was well above
youth age.
Beautiful age. So these are some of the challenges that we face. Ekuthini, if the funds are centralized, there is no way we can run away from effect yokuthi corruption will take place. So let them decentralize. Head out five Mashiwa asoka hulumende. So we can advise him ukuthi afake ama mechanism at community level to make sure ukuthi imali leyo ayitshontshwa. The communities must be educated to demand accountability yokuthi imali yona le isetshenzwe njani, they demand transparency. Those that are given the mandate to administer imali leyo must also be responsible enough to account to the communities, to account to the intended beneficiaries. And okunye futhi okumele sikubalekele yi-narrative yokuthi imali zama-youth kumele zilokhuze zi-administratwe ngabantu abangelama interest kakhulu kuma-youth issues. Mina kani ukuthi mina the youth organizations ezirepresenta ama-youth must be roped in eku-administrateni imali yona le, because they no better izinto that ezihlupha ama-youth. They are conversant with ama-issues that affect the youth. So there is a dire need for them to be included in the administration of those funds. And the secondly, there is also an emphasis should be made to the fact that AMA politicians must distance themselves from the administration of those funds, because there is a tendency of them they manipulate AMA funds now for their political mileage, for political aggrandizement. Uthi umuntu afike ethi yena imali yakhe, therefore imali yona leyo kumele iphiwe ama-youth that are affiliated either to him or the party yakhe. So ama-politicians must distance themselves away from imali yona leyo, i-administrate ngabantu aba-neutral, ngabantu abaku-development, ngabantu aba-understanda the real issues that affect youth.
Ngiyakuzwa Vumani, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni. Mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle, isikhathi 1:50 lapha kwele Melika, 8:50 ngale Zimbabwe, sekusele 10 minutes phasara, 10 minutes kuthishwe kumagume eChirongwa. Muchirongwa nasi tina Vumani Ndlovu. He is a part of an organization yona elenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abatsha abaphile emaphandleni vanhu vechiduku vanogara kumaruwa. Organization ya Vumani ndiyo inotoshanda nemi nguva pataakutosvika kumaguma echirongwa, asiboni kuti abantu vatsini vanhu vari kuti chii kumapeji edu. Ukasi letu yede VOA Ndebele kulo Ronald MP Dumisani. Ronald is very active. Ronald, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Uronald yena uthi most of the youth will fail to draw business plans. I'm saying this ngoba nje sixoxa ngakho manje mina bengibhali Facebook bengibali Facebook page ka Strive nginanzelela ukuthi akukho abantu besindebeleni abaxoxisana lo Strive ngemali le, kodwa ngibona abantu abase Nigeria, Malawi, Tanzania, Botswana, Zambia. Uphinde wathi these funds kuthiwe zisebenzisana le program ye Rural Entrepreneurship Centers eyizabe inika ugesu ebantwini abaku radius ye 5 kilometers. I understand kuyinto enhle lokho. So it looks like uRonald yena he agrees with what Strive was doing, and uyamkhuthaza, he's saying go on bra Strive. Thank you so much bra Ronald. Let's go back to my guests, and then as usual Zimbabwe Muhle, we end our program on with some good tunes. Kodwa uguest wethu first bra Vumani usakhona ecingweni? Right. Says Fige Mapeto Lengo Hlelo. One of the issues that Abantu seem to be talking about Ekasin Letu is they're saying Uguti, and Ronald has a very valid point, Lapa Uguti, yena ubona ngani abantu abasindebeleni are not engaging this program. How do you, I guess, inspire or uyabakhuthaza kanjani abantu abasindebeleni ukuthi bona they realize ukuthi uhlelo lolu is actually tailor made for abantu abasindebeleni? One of the things Strive Masiwa highlights is a development in Matabeleland.
Okay, kuqakathekile sibili ukuthi abantu bangadeli baphatheke kunhlelo lezi, but asibe ni realistic enough and say and accept the reality yokuthi the reason why abantu especially from Matabeleland bengani kabala interest kakhulu entweni lezi is because of the experience of the experiences that they have gone through. Ukuthi ngaze bebhale ama proposals bathi ukuthi ama proposals aba not bankable, are not funded. So sebedelile abantu njengoba ngikhulumile ngendaba ye-youth fund, asikhangele ukuthi bangaki abantu ababenefitayo. Uhulumende wayefake $10 million, but bangaki ama-youth from Matabeleland that benefited from that money. So sebebone ngani yinto nje yokudlala, but angeke salahla ithemba, angeke salahla imbeleko ngokufelwa. What I can say is to ask them to write those proposals ukwenzela ukuthi nxa kukhononwa, nxa kuthengiswa ukuthi ekudisbeseni amafanzi lawa kube le nketha betshali, then abantu besebenzise an evidence based advocacy ukuthi we did write ama-proposals. Kodwa kasiphiwanga lutho. Kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi sikuzwisise ukuthi kungani sehlela emuva abantu bemathebeleleyo. It is because of the experiences that they've gone through. Sebebhalile kakhulu bengatholi lutho. Now we hope ukuthi uStrive uli walk the talk. Naye sithi yena uzaqakathekisa kakhulu i-rural Matabeleland. We want to see that practicalized. Isebenzeka esenza khonokho akuthembisileyo. Hayikhona ukuthi kube on paper simply to please abantu bamathebeleleke.
All right, Vumani.
My emphasis is that let's try to have an equitable distribution of those funds per province. Ama-youth emathebeleleni kawabhala ama-proposals, kawaxhumane lo Strive ekhasini lakhe langezincwadi, lungise kuqalise ukuthi bebhale ama-proposals for ama-projects abakhangelele.
My last question to you before we have to let you go, njengoba sesifike emaphethelweni kohlelo, is there hope for abantu abasakhulayo who live emaphandleni eZimbabwe?
ngomnotho welizwe njengoba siwubona umemanzonzo kangaka ungathengisi ukuthi ilizwe lile capacity in the next few years to economically develop kungani ihope iyayifiphala but if ungaba the political will to develop and the collective action to develop i-economy yeZimbabwe kuvula ama-industries abantwana besebenze ihope ingaba khona ilizwe kalifanga kakhulu has the natural resources to develop this country. Only what is needed is a political will and a good will towards economic development yelizwe. The future yabantwana yama-youth ikhangelisiswe kuhle abantu bengabi selfish ukuthi begcwalise ezabo izikhwama kuphela bengakhangeli i-sustainability ye-economy to cater for the future generations yama-youth akhona kaphela.
Hi Vumani, thank you so much. Ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo mnumzana, we really really appreciate your input tonight on tonight's program.
Ngiyabonga lami kakhulu, thank you very much.
Well, Zimbabwe omuhle, you just heard from umnumzana uVumani Ndlovu of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. Siphinde sazwa njalo from umnumzana uJunior Sibanda, who is an expert on youth issues ngale kobulawayo okwamanje ushilo wathi useHarare. Hayi Zimbabwe omuhle, lina lithini ngontaba olusegudwini tudzeyo maondronyu pamsoro penya yathi nayo umchirongwa nasi pindai umchirongwa ini ndini wenyu Mike Hobe.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hobe. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma la, mi kana utawutaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Imali yekolo ingoma ka DJ Skyver. Thank you so much DJ Skyver for letting us use ingoma yakho. Iskati 157 lapha e Washington DC. Uko Zimbabwe pasara 3 minutes muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. But as usual Zimbabwe muhle, we end our program with some groovy tunes. Lamhlanje kuhlelo we give our platform to Kelvin. U Kelvin yena, he's the genius behind the songs such as Banjalo Abantu. That song was a hoot. Ngale kobulawayo Skupani, which featured South African sensation, South African superstar uKasper Nyovest and more. Kelvin is looking to headline his show mhlaka 2 March. So Zimbabwe Muhle, if you're looking to check out his tickets, follow him on social media @IamKelvin. Make sure you tune out. But singakahambi kude, before we go far, ingoma eka Kelvin uthi Banjalo Abantu. Producer Azish.
Sola, agulala loco ngo banjala bantu hey bazokhuluma bakhuluma bazosola basola agulala loco ngo siye yamijabuli amehlo wami bona we singabanaki laba ba siye yamijabuli amehlo wami
Nawu uKelvin uthi banjalo abantu. Hayi mthokazi omuhle isikhathi 2 Zipapo Muhle, make sure you check out uKelvin. Njalo, lingalandela ku Twitter. Those that follow me on Twitter, make sure you follow me because I have a little special something for you. Abantu abayi 15 might be lucky enough to go to his concert. Just follow me on Twitter at BigMike3, BigMyke3, and we'll figure it out. Zipapo Muhle, tashuka kuma gume chirongwa. Thank you so much nokupinda mchirongwa. But before sipeta uhlelo, asibone ukuthi abantu bathini makhasini ethu. Our last comment, of course, goes to umnumzana u Alice Masikito, uthi we need transparency. Lapo, he's talking about e-corruption. Uzethu uphinde wathi, we can't fund the youth under the corruption we have. Build industries that are community-based and employ youth as shareholders of those industries. Zipapo Muhle, hi, thank you so much for ngena ukuhlelo. Good night.